This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Tap by Coors Light.
On 1080 The Fan.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club. Why would you do that to us?
I don't know.
Ramming it into 300-pound man?
Okay. What's your point?
I would crush you.
Unbelievable.
Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion at the club.
Everything has to be tight.
By the way, have you ever had a dude?
I'm intrigued by your tot.
Thank you, Souk. Thank you, Michael. Welcome to the Club Hour, everybody. Your ambassador of fun tonight, Luke Anderson.
That's with a me? Stupid line.
Probably.
Totes. It's adorbs. You're adorbs.
I may be too lit for this segment. Did you see Joakim Noah said he was too lit to play basketball in New York?
He was partying or something?
Yeah, basically. Well, he was saying that when he got there, he was making a ton of money, obviously, when he moves over from Chicago, which Chicago seems like a pretty good place to party, too. But he got to New York, and he would finish playing a game, and then he'd show up back home, and there'd be 60 people at his apartment, and he just couldn't function with the party lifestyle and basketball.
That would be hard.
He was too lit for him to make it. So we're going to attempt. Is this true? We're going to attempt to do a segment where we talk about language we don't understand.
I'm super jelly of that.
Jealous?
Hey, you're very good.
Yeah.
Now, Mike's a millennial. He talks this way. But this is a thing now. The kids are shortening words, like a lot of words.
Do you have a list? Do you have the definitive list of abbreviated words?
But I think we can go through them. We can talk this out.
Okay, let's try.
Now Mike went with Deese.
Deese.
Last segment.
Yeah.
last segment,
instead
which
of,
means
instead of decent.
Decent. Yeah.
It's
God
a lot
forbid,
of work to put
yeah,
in the last few syllables.
Yeah, it's a lot. I totally get that.
Well, there's an article that I was reading about Benjamin Franklin, and he wanted to do like.
Oh, did he start this?
Well, no, but what he wanted to do was the almost like a phonetic spelling of words, mm-hmm. where you drop off all the PHs and replace them with Fs, and you get rid of the IEs, and you just basically sharpen up the spelling of the English language. That I would be in favor of.
If okay.
you just like that's where the word through, THRU, is one of the ones that kind of hung on and is an accepted spelling in a replacement of THROUGH.
You know what that is? Fresh.
Precious?
Thank you.
Yeah. Just guessing what the rest of the word is. Is there another word that starts with fresh besides precious?
No, I don't think so.
So
you've got,
I'm kind of okay for this then.
What
I mean, if you're going purely phonetically, like pressure, it's not the same spelling.
No.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But if you're saying presh,
it's precious.
I'm well aware, but.
Oh, he knows, Isaac.
I'm just saying, if you're going phonetically, there are other words that could be confused for it, if we're shortening everything.
Well, see, look at this guy texting. He goes, sup, Rob? It's kid. Let's. Let's finna golf soon. You know what that means?
Fixing the golf.
Let's finish golf soon. At least I think. I like kid. He's a good golfer.
Yeah.
But yeah, so see the kids, this is how they speak. You got another lingo.
Do you know what on fleek means, Ropper?
No.
It means it's on point.
On fleek?
On fleek.
What about
Well, I've got two from intern Peter. Remember Broy Peter?
Broy Peter.
Super bro. Sup, Pete.
Yeah, he goes, all of these terms are hella old, LMAO. He said right
friendly.
Now there's bet. Right. So if someone says bet, it means like, okay.
Bet?
Yeah.
What?
How does that work?
Like, hey, you want to go out and do this? Bet. Yeah. And then also there's yeet.
But wait, where does that come from? bet. What does that mean?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm just reading the text. I don't know where it comes from.
Do you know? But you know what they mean? Did you know before he explained?
I knew what bet was because I've heard that a lot.
And what's the
other
one?
I don't know what yeet is.
Is it short for you better, you better, you bet? Is it young
you
kids
bet.
Are listening to
you
this?
Bet. Yeah. Yeah, of course they are. What now? What's the second one?
Yeet.
Yeet.
Y-E-E-T.
What does that mean?
I don't know. He just said there's also yeet.
God. So confusing.
Well, see, there's also just
it makes me so emotional.
Oh, okay. It's so yeet is when you throw something. So you know how when you're trying to score
it's
a basket,
you throw something.
You say Kobe. Yeah. You're like Kobe. If you say yeet, it's when you're not trying to get it in the basket, you're trying to like throw it really far or
like
something.
Jeter?
Or sure.
This is soup's fresh.
See, you're just abbreviating things.
That's what you do.
No, it's not, because it's like saying something is, oh, this is extra. So extra.
I think it comes from social media. The kids on social media, you know, they shorten things. And
yeah, I mean, they're...
So then they just start saying it that way.
Well, yeah, but it used to be like the acronyms, right? Like LOL. That was...
Right. OMG.
So LOL, there was a funny story, and I can't remember where I read it, but it was this mother who thought that it meant lots of love. And so then someone passed away, and she's sending like, hey, I just want to let you know that, you know, Auntie Grace passed away, LOL.
Do you know what that is?
Lots of love.
It's hilaire.
Nobody says hilaire.
Dude, it's hilaire. Hilaire, bro.
It's hilaire.
I'm going to start talking like this. See how you think I'll get fired?
No, but you'll become very annoying. If you do this the first day that Soup comes back, let me know how long before he punches you in the face.
I just want to be Soup's cash, bro.
Bruh.
There's also one, another newer one, is instead of saying let's get it, you say esketit.
Esketit.
E-S-K-E-T-I-T.
That's like Skoducks or Sko.
Yeah.
That drives me crazy. That bothers me.
Yeah.
Some of these are kind of funny. But the Skoducks.
That works for me.
Yeah. Kind of get
it.
I'm looking at a list of 40.
People say it weird.
40 words.
Is that Skoducks that you're saying there?
No, I said Esketit.
Esketit.
Let's get it.
Esketit.
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 Esketit. I'm looking at 40 words that 40 people over 40 won't understand.
So ox. You know what that is?
No.
Awkward.
Ox?
Yeah.
It's awkward? All right. All right.
A-W-K-Z.
Oxy,
bro.
You're over 40. You already said you didn't know fleek.
That's not OxyContin, right?
Yeah. Oh.
Some of these are pretty dumb. They're just other words. Do you know what FOMO is?
Fear of missing out.
Okay.
I have that.
Bay.
Could you put it in a sentence, please?
Me and my bae are going out.
Oh, my boo bear.
Used to be boo bear. Do you know what ghosting is?
Yes. I think...
When you agree to do something and
you
then
don't.
Someone
flaking.
Doesn't show
it's
up.
It's flaking, basically flaking out on somebody. Or becoming invisible. Like, if you're ghosting somebody, you just cut them off from all community.
Most
it's a silent trick.
Most deaf.
Most deaf, I believe, is a rapper. Let's see. Some of these are just stupid, or I don't understand them, so I believe them.
You know, I thought of one that we've had for a long time. I was trying in my head to think about ones that we had as kids.
Yeah.
But we don't really have many. It's just, I swear to God,
it's
a social
media. Well, they
don't
stand out to you because you...
Well, there's one. I thought of one that we always shortened, and it's kind of like a normal thing to shorten this term. Merch.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I just wonder how many things that were, like, trendy for you to say growing up that have become part of regular lingo, though. So you don't remember them because they've become common. Like what Luke was saying with through.
Yeah, well, the vernacular has always been that way. It's funny because, like, Shakespeare gets a ton of credit for inventing a bunch of words, but he just used a bunch of conjunctions. But as somebody was asking me the other day, they're trying to write an email, and they yell over the side of the cubicle, is this a word? And my response was, if people understand what it means by the way it sounds, then yes, it's a word. Because I think that's the evolution. You know what I mean? I can't remember exactly what the word
was. Is that how Oxford does it?
No, but if I think it was sponsorable, right? Somebody's trying to figure out if one of the assets on our station is sponsorable. And she goes, is that a word? And I go, well, just by reading it, you know what it means.
You know what I would have said to her?
No, idiot.
I would have said, obvi.
That's a real one.
Do you know what sus means? I got my list here.
Wait a minute. Are none of mine real?
No,
yours sound fake.
I think some of them, you just say because you want to shorten words.
Yeah, some are so obvious.
That's what the kids
say. But like obvi, you see that written all the time.
Yeah, obvi. Yeah. Oh, yes, you do. When you get text messages from Meatball, just go through and look for all the words you don't understand.
He doesn't really do it though.
Yeah,
he's.
Or does he clean it up for dad?
I raised him
he's
right.
He's a dope.
Yeah. There's two vernaculars when you talk to your parents and when you talk to other kids.
Yeah.
There's no question about that.
Yeah, for sure.
Intern Peter still in, by the way.
Thank you, Intern Peter, for keeping this segment moving.
Finally contributing to the show.
He goes, what about gamer lingo? Because you know a lot of the guys on Twitch and stuff, and they're watching that. There's stuff like Pog. People say like Poggers. It's like you did something really, really cool.
Okay.
And then like there's a bunch of other gamer words too.
Well, see, like I lived in Hawaii, and Pog is pineapple orange guava juice.
Okay.
You know, so there's different vernacular in different places too. You know what sus is?
No.
Suspicious S-U-S? Or suspect. Yeah.
Sus, bro.
Looking at, yeah.
Totes.
I like how you put bro at the end of
totes
all of them.
Totes sus, bro.
Bro. What's OTP?
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah, no.
Means, I don't
that's
know.
OPP. I know OTP is one true pairing.
Stupid.
I'm just reading them. Some of these are very stupid.
The texter said BAE stands for before anyone else.
Before anyone, BAE.
Okay. Yeah, and that's why it's your significant other is your BAE, you're before anyone else.
How about trill?
Don't know that either.
So trill is true and real together, which I don't know how that works.
Trill,
that trill, but it's
totes trill.
Yeah, Kenny Hill. Wasn't he Kenny Trill for a little while when he started playing after what's his name? Jomo. Do you know what Jomo is? I kind of like this one.
Just off my...
Off.
just my off, my off.
I don't know.
So think FOMO. What's FOMO?
Yeah, fear of missing out.
So what's Jomo? It's the joy of missing out.
Joy of missing out.
See, I kind of dig that.
All right,
I dig that term. I'm all right. I'm
okay.
All for missing out on certain things.
You know, after this segment, I need some alky.
What is that? Alchemy? You need some alchemy? Yeah. All right. I'm done with this list. What else you got for the club?
That was hilarious. Hey.
That was hilarious.
That was Pog.
It was something.
Well, we could do more Christmas talk.
I'm sure that Sook has Jomo from that segment. Yeah, we can do Christmas talk. You got more Christmas talk?
Well, you can always talk Christmas. Now, Vitamin Water is offering $100,000 to lose your smartphone for a year. Did you read that?
No, I like that.
Now, do you think you could do that?
Yeah,
we could talk about that. I think I could do that too. To me, that's easy money, but I don't. Yeah. I want to read the fine print.
You ever seen a wolf go fishing?
No.
I got that too.
I assume they fish like the bear, right?
No, not the way I saw it.
I also have the top 10 quotes of 2018, which are fantastic.
Well, maybe we start there.
Hey, I'm following your lead, dude.
All right, let's do that. Top 10 quotes of 2018. Next, this is a club hour on, what is it, primetime? 1080 The Fan? Something. All right, welcome back to Club 1080. It's getting to the end of the year. We're going to start seeing a lot of lists, best of.
Oh, God.
We're going to start seeing award shows.
I hate year-in-review crap.
Don't you have year-in-review crap right in front of you?
What do you mean?
That's quotes of the year?
Oh, yeah, but that's good. one more thing on the abbreviations.
Yeah.
Have you noticed...
Abbreviations or new lingo?
Well, kind of both.
Okay.
Goes hand in hand. But have you noticed some sports ones, too, that are popping up? Somebody mentioned, have you heard a touchdown called a TUD?
Yeah.
Tutty?
And this was recently, and I was like, wait, is that a...
Right.
Are we doing that now?
It's jarring the first time you hear it, but it's starting to pick... Pay attention as you watch football.
No, it's...
Or listen to football, how many times you hear a touchdown called a TUD.
Yeah, and what's funny is, you know, like when you don't hear it, when you hear it that first time, you go, oh, like nobody's ever saying that. Like,
right.
Like you said, it's jarring. And then once you hear it, it's like buying a new car. You buy a new car and then you get out on the freeway and you're like, oh God, there's 1,000 of these. You see them everywhere.
Yeah, it's like when you hear a word for the first time, and then all of a sudden you hear it every.
Well, that's what I was just saying.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was saying.
Right.
But I was using the car as the analogy, but then.
I didn't like the analogy.
Why not?
I just didn't relate to it.
Really? When you get it, you don't recognize
like
your car everywhere?
No.
Okay.
No, I thought mine was better.
Yeah, but your analogy was what we were talking about, so that makes it not an analogy.
Decent point. Here's another one. Natty.
Yeah, for a national championship.
The Natty.
Yeah.
I feel like Duck fans might have started that one.
Sounds like a Duck
fan.
Going
to the Natty. Skodux.
Skodux.
Bro.
Going to the Natty.
There was that, at least famous locally, that clip that we have, the no Natty for you. No Natty for you.
Yeah, that was at...
that was a Beef fan, I think, pointing at all the Ducks when they walked by.
That's right.
Well, there you go. Ducks
that was
and
the Gary Anderson
are trendsetters.
Okay, so vitamin water story.
Oh, yeah.
If you'd like.
I'd like to do the quotes.
Okay,
you I don't know quotes? How many of these they'll get.
Okay. But top 10 quotes of 2018.
Please.
Now, number one is obvious. I mean, it's obvious when you hear it. Once you hear it, you're like, oh, totally. That's got to be the number one quote. Or you could just say... Totes.
Okay, we'll say totes in confirmation.
But the number one quote of the year.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah.
Space Force.
He's on there. But no.
Okay.
But close. Number one is truth isn't truth. That was the quote of the year. And that was Rudy Giuliani, if you remember.
Yeah.
Which is just mind-blowing. Like, just think about that.
It is. It's,
think about it.
Rudy Giuliani is a cartoon character now.
Unbelievable. Isn't it unbelievable?
It's amazing the respect that was given to that. Like, I wonder if it's now he's lost his way or he was always this beast underlined.
Oh, no, he was always there.
That's just, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
It was just all, you know, the 9/11 stuff.
It was all disguised by one of the...
Truth isn't truth. Number two, I like beer. Or wait, this is Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
I liked beer. I still like beer.
Yeah.
Number three... While all pharmaceutical treatments have side effects, racism is not a known side effect of any Sanofi medication or whatever it is. That was the drug company after Roseanne Barr blamed Ambien for her racism.
That's pretty good.
Number four, we gather to mourn the passing of American greatness, the real thing, not cheap rhetoric for men who will never come near the sacrifice he gave so willingly, nor the opportunistic appropriation of those that live lives of comfort and privilege while he suffered and served. How about that being number four? That's about McCain, and that's his daughter.
Yeah.
Meghan McCain.
That is a lengthy quote. That's a very difficult quote to...
Yeah, did you follow all that?
I did, but yeah, it was... I mean, that's
all political so far.
Yeah. So far. Now we go to David Hogg, who is... he was made famous. He was the Parkland... One of the kids from Parkland High School.
Yeah.
And he said, we are children. You guys, like, are the adults... Bro,
that was that Parkland thing. The way those kids stood up and made their voice heard, that was inspiring.
It was. The kids, I mean, they're all over it these days.
You added the bro, didn't you?
See, you had to ask. Yes, I did.
Totes.
Totes did, bro. And then he says, you need to take some action and play a role. Work together. Come over your politics and get something done. That's number five. Number six, I am not smart, but genius. And in very stable genius at that.
That's a Trumper.
That's your boy.
That's Yee.
That's what?
Oh, I thought that was Kanye West.
Oh, no.
No,
Trumper.
That's Trumpy. Here's Kanye West, number seven. You don't have to agree with Trump, but the mob can't make me not love him. We are both dragon energy. He is my brother. I love everyone.
Does he sound more and more like Charlie Sheen and Tiger Blood all the time?
He's the worst.
Did you see his tweet storm at Drake yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
So funny.
Is it funny?
It's ridiculous.
It's sad.
Maybe it's a little sad.
Yeah. Number eight. Our country is led by those who will lie about anything, backed by those who will believe anything, based on information from media sources that will say anything. Ooh, guess who said that?
Did say that.
That's James Comey.
It's a good quote.
Former FBI director. That's an interesting quote. Number nine, I have just signed your death warrant. Ooh, that's badass. That was the judge to Larry Nassar.
Good. That's fantastic.
She said that. Did you ever see the video of her getting after him?
No, but
that
I saw
was
the,
good.
The dad.
That's the first non-political one.
Yeah.
So did you see the dad that asked permission to have 5 minutes alone in a locked room?
Yeah.
But then that was the one that got me, like, the hair on the back of my arms is standing up thinking about that guy wanting to kill
Totes.
That Dr. Totes.
And number 10, if you see anybody from the Trump administration in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gas station, you get out and you create a crowd and you push back on them and you tell them they're not welcome anymore anywhere. And I don't know why that's number 10.
And who said that?
That's Maxine Waters, Congresswoman.
Yeah.
So number one was "Truth Isn't Truth," the top 10 quotes of 2018.
Yeah.
"Truth Isn't Truth" will all that will live in infamy.
Yeah,
it really will.
Well, and then, and like I said, you look back on Rudy Giuliani with a very different gaze, and you kind of realize how long we've been on this insane, slippery slope of politics, just being so untrustworthy.
We're so far from norm now. We don't know which way's up. Like we're drowning, and it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, and it's you can't trust anything, and we've gotten.
You can trust me. Noted newsman. You can trust me.
We're so far in a position, though, where it's so divisive, and it's crazy that we look at it through.
Hey, yeah. I went to a Christmas party the other day.
Yeah. we're not going this direction.
Well, no, it pertains to what you're saying. Okay. But I just think this is how I view it, because everybody knows what side I'm on.
You're one of those snowflakes.
I'm a snowflake, yes. Yeah. I can't stand Trump. I think he's the worst. But I just don't think... I'm trying to do my part into not be divisive. I think at first, you know, I was really angry and it's visceral.
Yeah.
But now I don't think that's the right play. I think we've just got to calm down and remember that hopefully this will be over soon. And
remember truth isn't truth.
Yeah. Right. And just kind of laugh. But I went to a Christmas party in my neighborhood, and the woman that hosted the party is wonderful. She's really cool. Her name is Kim, and she's a friend of ours and everything. She's fun in the neighborhood. Total Trumpy.
Oh.
She revealed at the party. And we had a long conversation about it, just talking and having a couple drinks. It was great. And talked to her, and I told her that I'm going to now just come over to her house when I'm bored and watch Fox News with her.
Well, there you go.
And we're going to sit and we're going to talk about it.
That sounds like, you know what, that's my hope, is that with all of this, upheaval, that people will realize that, you know, there are arguments to be made on both sides, and you can have a conversation about this. There's obviously a reason, and there's things that have happened in politics that have driven us to the point that we're at, and I think a lot of it is just people reinforcing their own beliefs. You get these big echo chambers where people are just talking and getting their own opinion fed back to them, so it gets so mutated that they don't even know what to believe anymore. And I think if you get people across the aisle talking to each other, and you sitting down with Kim and watching Fox News is a perfect first step.
Yeah. I might live tweet my conversations with her too.
Well, sounds good. It'll be hard to do without your smartphone.
Yeah, let's talk about that now. Could you give up your smartphone for a year for $100,000? I think most everybody's kind of going, well, yeah.
So let's figure out what the rules are.
Let's
and we'll do that after Mike gives you a update on Kawhi Leonard and if he's playing tonight.
Journey now at betterutoday.com.
Double sun power!
All right, we're trying to figure out the rules for this vitamin water ditch your smartphone contest.
There's got to be something up here. Now, let me read this to you, okay?
Yep.
And because I think, particularly for a person who, say, let's say you lose your job or something, or you're between jobs, and, you know, you don't have any prospects, why wouldn't you just do this for a year? And it is the following. Vitamin Water is offering $100,000 as the grand prize for the winner who goes without a smartphone or tablet for a year and is able to prove it. Now, just that verbiage right there makes you think, wait, grand prize, meaning there's only one person who will be able to do this?
Yeah.
It says, if you're up for the challenge, you must not use or touch any smartphone for 365 straight days. Instead, the company will provide you with a 1996-era cell phone that can be used during the contest, which is even better. I mean, that's great.
Yeah.
Like, at least you can call.
Did they say 1996 era?
Yes.
Trying to picture what specific. That is. But is that like Zach Morris?
Is that Britney Spears type stuff there?
No, Britney Spears was like 99, 98. I'm thinking this might be the brick cell phone. It might be a little bit more advanced than that.
If you can't go without a smartphone for the entire year but are able to complete the task for 6 months, you can win $10,000. And don't think you can win. Yeah,
I will win.
Right, exactly. And don't think you can fool Vitamin Water, because a lie detector test will be performed at the end of the contract period. Participants must enter the contest by January 8th of 2019. To do so, create a tweet or Instagram post explaining how you would use your year if you took a break from your smartphone. Okay, so sounds like they're going to pick someone.
Yeah, winner determination. So I just pulled up vitamin water, and I have the official rules, and item number 6 is winner determination. After the conclusion of the contest period, a panel of qualified judges determined by sponsor in its sole discretion will review and score the submissions received and will select an entrant with the highest score submission among all eligible submission based on the following criteria. Creativity and originality of submission is 30%, so you must present your idea in a unique and fun way. Culture or brand relevance of submission is 30%. So if it fits with the brand's tonality and persona, so they want it to fit vitamin water, they're going to use this as an ad campaign. Humor of submission relates to the breaking the monetary and original and outside the lines reason. So they want it to be funny, and then the quality of the submission is 10%. Inclusion of proper grammar and spelling. Inclusion of high quality photos or video if photos and videos are included.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
So
yeah, I'm out.
This is way too much work. It's like a school project for a year. No.
Yeah, well, but that's what they want, is they want somebody that they can then becomes a brand ambassador for vitamin water and the whole
thing. It sounded way better the first way.
I'm sorry that I ruined it for you. Yeah, but you read the official rules.
Let's all try it. I think I could do that. I think it would be kind of fun to do it, maybe.
But can you do it in a fun and creative way? So if that's
I'm
a criteria.
I'm not going to put that. I mean, I'm out. But I'm just saying, like, if they just said, okay, sign up and see if you can do this, I think I could do that.
Yeah.
I would definitely do it for $100K.
Yeah. Well, how much would it cost you to try?
Wait.
So you said you'd do it for $100K. If I gave you $10,000. Like, let's just say I had a stack of cash.
I wouldn't do it for 10. But you're saying that if I complete it, I get X number of dollars?
Yes.
I think I would do it.
Or coupons for Wendy's. Probably want dollars.
I don't know about
you probably want dollars.
Wendy's. Yeah. Taco time?
Amazon gift cards?
You know, I think 100K is, that's about
the
lowest.
They got a number
about
right?
Anything higher than that, of course. But 100K, I think that seems worth it.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, a year's a long time. But I also think that habits, you know, I think just the phone is just habitual, you know? And I think I think this is just my own opinion, but when you realize something is habitual in your life, whether it be your phone or whatever it is you do, drinking could be a thing or whatever.
Yeah, but who has a drinking problem around here? Not me.
You, it's surprisingly easy to break the habit because it's just habitual. It's not addiction. It's just, you just have a habit of doing it. And once you get out of it, some of these things, you realize that it wasn't that hard. And, you know, what's a year? A year's not that long.
But here's the trick, is you can't touch or use a smartphone. So that means somebody can't hand you it to look at photos and doing all of that. And think of all the things that you use your smartphone for.
Yeah.
And it's not like you couldn't replace them. I do a lot of reading on my smartphone, and I'll read ebooks, and I will read a lot of sports articles, obviously, to do show prep and stuff. And it replaces so many things, right? The gadget itself, like, even if you had a cell phone, try to go through in your head really quickly the list of all of the functions that your smartphone has taken over. For me, like, to start the day, it's my alarm clock. It's when I wake up, I read before I jump in the shower. I come in, I will, you know, use it as a map quest if I'm going somewhere besides work. I'll use it to listen to audio if I'm listening to an old podcast or whatever. So just there in the first hour of my day, there's 6 things that I could potentially use it for, and I'd have to find a replacement for all of those.
Yeah, I think you could do it. And I don't think it would be as hard as yours. I mean, I get that there's a long list there, but I just don't think it'd be that hard. I just think the key is you can't have, like, this busy life where you need your phone. You know, like, it's got to be a situation where you're ready for a year to change your lifestyle, because there are going to be – you're going to have to make – changes.
I guess that's my point, is you almost have to prepare for it too.
No question.
And I wonder if you know, if you said no devices at all, because the other thing is a lot of these are replaced by a tablet or whatever. So no smart devices.
Tablet. You can't have that. Yep. So like if you're an attorney right now, like you can't just do this, right? Like you need your phone. But if you're somebody like but if you're somebody who's between jobs and you're thinking about making some changes in your life and you're like, kind of want to unplug a little bit, you could do this easily.
Well, check out that there's a product called Light Phone, L-I-G-H-T phone, or L-I-T-E phone, L-I-T-E, I think. But it's a accompaniment.
Phone.
Yeah, but it's an accompaniment to. It's the size of a credit card, and the original version, all you could do is take calls with it. So the idea was, on certain days, you just leave your smartphone at home. It actually works on the same plan that you have, and I think the second version, you can text with it, and maybe as a calculator.
I was gonna say, if it's only a phone, that's stupid because. Nobody ever talks on the phone, even though it's a phone.
Yeah.
Right? Like, how did we get to the point where the one function that it's for
yeah.
is the least valuable function?
Well, there's a big internal struggle at Apple about whether or not to even call it a phone, because I think a lot of the engineers were kind of dismayed, going, no, this does so much more. It's not a phone. But that's really a marketing word that we even still call it a phone. There was a lot of people inside Apple that didn't want to call it a phone.
So do you think that the original mobile phone makers ever dreamed that what they were making, that the mobile phone portion of what they were making would be the least least used element of it?
I don't know, but
there's no way they dreamed that.
No, well, and the way I always think of it is just look at science fiction movies. Nobody had that. You know what I mean? Nobody has everybody carrying around a supercomputer in their pocket. There's communication devices or you know, wristwatch communicators with Dick Tracy
or
whatever.
Nobody had this.
Nobody had this where it was such a time suck where it's like you're walking around with the entire collection of all the pornography that ever existed in the world, yeah. all the information about all your sports teams. Because think of how many anti-productive things that we use the smartphone for. How many dumb things you use your smartphone for. That's what's really amazing about it. It's idiocracy is about as close to the accurate future that anybody predicted.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying like it's just some of it's just dumb habitual stuff that mm-hmm. like you're on the crapper and you grab your phone because it'd be boring without it.
Yep.
But you'd be fine without it, you know.
Sure.
So well, I'm like all in.
Yeah, there's a gazillion things that it replaces, but those things still exist. Alarm clocks and devices. You yeah. can still listen to an iPod or whatever.
You should do this. I think you should do it. You yeah. should apply for the vitamin water.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Mike seriously
got a
problem.
Because I'm not doing a year-long school project. I'm done with school. Thank you.
Mike's pissed.
Yeah, he is.
You could triple your salary.
You can quadruple your salary.
Yeah, but I could also enjoy life and not work
boy.
For a school project.
I love that attitude.
I know. And it's funny that this is a social media contest, which is what everybody uses their smartphone for,
yeah,
too,
exactly.
right? So go out and do all the things that your smartphone is built to do without your smartphone for us so that you can advertise our
this
product.
This guy says, that'd be terrible. You'd have to start remembering or writing down phone numbers. BS. No, yeah. that's definitely true.
That is,
but remember, they give you that little
that
old cell phone.
Yeah. The Saved by the Bell phone.
Yeah.
Zach Morris phone. All right. Hey, let's talk to John and put a pretty little bow on this week's edition of Luke and Isaac, or Isaac and Luke, if you will. And we'll be sending you kids into the weekend. We'll be back primetime on 1080 The Fan.
This home or auto, BizNet offers a number of national and regional carriers to choose from to maximize your coverage at the best value. Online at BISNETT.com.
So normally when we have a guest on the Catlin Capital Hotline, the producer will like wait till the last minute and dial in just before we get them on the line. But with John, when he talks to Mike, he always makes the call as soon as the last break starts, and he sits there and he talks to him. I swear if his wife was in this room watching through the glass, Mike Lynch talk on the phone with Big John, she would think it was his girlfriend.
An affair.
Oh, for sure. Like,
well,
have you ever sat here and watched the two of them
I
talk
have.
Just from that perspective?
Yeah, and Mike clearly enjoys it. And that's because John is a delightful man to talk to on the phone.
I will not argue with that, but it's just, it's the mannerisms of Mike Lynch do not exist in that kind of joy, except for when he's on that phone. Like, I think he has a good time doing this show. Maybe it's just because I'm here, and maybe he looks happier when it's you and Sook. But man, he loves you, John. He loves you.
Well, listen, and I love him. It's just, you know what it is? It's just good old-fashioned conversation. You don't have a phone buddy you just like to talk to?
You know, that's a great question. I don't like frivolous phone conversations much, but I have learned that in today's times where you often go a while without seeing people that you want to see, a good old-fashioned just, hey, let's talk for an hour is coming back, and I'm enjoying it more. Maybe that's just because I'm getting older. But it has to be the right person.
Sure.
I don't know. Some people it's good for, and other people it's not, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know
well,
if you...
I,
Oh, sorry. I don't know if you know, John. Do you know the Butenchen family?
The who?
The Butenchen family. They might be a little bit younger than you, but Trevor graduated with, I guess, a year ahead of your brother. And then his younger brother, Tyler, graduated with me. And then his youngest brother, Matt, is a very good friend of mine. But I used to, so when I first had my cell phone, when you used to count minutes because you only had like 350 because you had the cheapest plan because you're 20. I used to call, all my phone calls were 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute, 2 minute, 2 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute. I used to call that house and anybody in the family, including their mom, I would talk to any of them for 10 minutes. Then they'd pass off the phone and talk to another one of them. And I don't have a phone buddy right now, and I'm gonna have to find one. But those guys, as a collective, used to be my phone buddies.
Yeah, some people are really into it. Now you do, John, you have a...
That's my clinch.
Well, no, it's funny, though, because, like you said, I think texting has taken the place of phone conversations, and now people don't even text, they just send emojis. So, as we drift farther down that line, I find that there are less and less people that I talk to on the phone. And so I have a buddy, you know, one of my really good friends, and we talk a lot, but it's usually about the Mariners. And so, outside of talking with Tony, my Mariner buddy, Mike is probably the guy I talk to about as much as anybody. I mean, at least once a day, Monday through Friday, for a good 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. He's probably number two on my conversation list.
Well, there you go.
You know who's number one? Well, I don't know about number one, but you know who is a guy who is a big phone guy, and he's really good about it. He'll check in, and when he calls, you know that you should carve out probably 20 to 30. It's Joe Donlan, the great Joe Donlan from KGW News,
really?
Now WGN anchor. Yes, big, big phone guy.
You know what? And who doesn't love Joe? I bet you, and I've met Joe Donlan a few times, but I've never had that. I bet you that's a heck of a conversation.
Always is. Yeah.
Thanks, Sean. We love you. Yeah. Bye-bye.
We got to go. Love you.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Love you, buddy. All right. Well, hey, Bartu's with me on Monday, 3 to 7. Bye.
Chips of Spain.